Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dave Archer, former Falcons QB, now analyst for the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network.
Analyst.
Our conversation with Arch is presented by John Foy and Associates, experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. Hey, Arch, frustrating loss yesterday, obviously, and a lot of focus on Parker Romo today. But it felt like there's also a lot of good that happened yesterday as well. So what was your takeaway from the game?
Yeah, I thought there was some really good stuff, Allie. I thought that the defense did, for the most part, you know, kind of held onto the rope. I mean, you generate two turnovers, create two short field opportunities that you cash in. Six sacks yesterday. The defense got after the quarterback. I thought they limited Drake May. My key to the game was make sure Drake May can't run around and extend plays. And I think he had eight carries for 20 yards, and you mix in the six sacks. I thought they did even a better job of him. Got that play right at the end of the first half by Jalen Walker on that stunt. Really good job of timing the stunt up, comes to the inside, gets around May, gets the ball out, and, of course, Pierce just short of scoring, but Atlanta's able to cash that in. And I thought in the second half, you really limited them. I think they scored 3 points in the second half, did a much better job on them. Still got some third down inefficiencies you got to figure out, and that's coupled with what's going on in first and second down. But, yeah, I thought that was something that was pretty good. And I thought Penix began to kind of grow into the game. I mentioned it during the broadcast. I thought that he struggled early on. I thought that New England did a good job of confusing him. Again, you're going to see different looks when you've only started a handful of games in the National Football League. And so I thought they did some decent stuff early on, but I thought he began to settle in. We began to block him a little bit better. And I thought he did a good job of sorting out some things. And then he used what I think he should have been using all along, is his athleticism. People don't realize how good an athlete he is because he just doesn't do it. And I thought he helped the team out by getting out of the pocket some.
I've been saying it all along. You sound like you kind of cover everything. So thanks for joining us, Arch. No, what did you think about the game plan? It felt to me, Arch, like the game plan offensively was to come out and kind of spread it out a little bit. Is that what you saw, and maybe take some pressure off the running game because of how good they were as a run defense?
Well, sure. They knew that this team was stout against the run, and so what do you do with when you got big people on the interior? Is what you try to do is you make them run. So you get the ball to the perimeter, some of the screen games, some of the quick game. Try to get some of that stuff going to where you make some of those big guys run around a little bit more. Maybe take a little bit of starch out of them at the point of attack in the run game, and then get back to the running game. We didn't run the ball probably enough as we probably should have. I thought we got a little bit of a footing in the run game, I guess maybe in the second half, but probably looking back on it, there's always second guessing you can go on in a game plan. Should we have sprinkled a little bit more of this in? I thought that New England did a really pretty good job of defending the screen game. They were very much in tune with where Bijan was when he was on the perimeter. They did a pretty good job of that. And in all honesty, I don't think we're winning well enough downfield on pass routes. I've been back looking. I'm looking at the tape now, and I just don't see a lot of separation. I don't see a lot of guys winning down the field, which, you know, for a young quarterback, that muddies the water. Do I turn that loose? Do I put the ball in harm's way? That's why the ball goes to Drake London a great deal. One, he's a really good player. And number two, he even if he's covered, he's not. You can throw the ball to him. He's going to make a play on it. You can't really say that about anybody else.
I want to follow up on that, Arch, and talk about the running game a little bit. And you mentioned it probably didn't run it as much as you would have wanted to. I thought one of the eye-popping things, and I kind of noticed it in the game, but followed up this morning, checking out some of the stats. How about Charlie Warner getting 5 snaps yesterday? Do you think that was more by design, or do you think that was more of a, you know, game flow decision of what's working and what's not working? You know, we talked to you on Friday about Raheem kind of challenging these guys up front and needing to win their blocks, and to see him only get 5 snaps, it just kind of raised the eyebrow a little bit.
Yeah, I think there's no question he's a guy that, you know, you lean on. Did this have something to do with maybe Charlie not playing as well the week before? And, Mike, you know as well as I do, this is a battle of attrition. Have we been asking him to do too much? Are we wearing him down to where maybe you need to sprinkle in a little bit more stuff without him on the field to rejuvenate him a little bit? I don't know. That's just me kind of guessing on that. But you did have a lot more Tyler Algier and Bijan Robinson on the field at the same time. I know they wanted to keep Pitts on the field a little bit more. So I can't answer that specifically. I just wonder if, you know, if the numbers are getting so high on Charlie that maybe you needed to try to go with some different personnel.
Arch, I got really 2 guys I want to get to before we get out of here, but the first one would be Jalen Walker. He obviously has been injured. He comes back, and all of a sudden, man, he just, hey, here I am. I'm here. What did you see from him that allowed him to have that type of day?
Well, he just was healthy, Bo. You got a chance to get him on the field when you're saw pretty close to what you're going to get if you get a full-speed Jalen Walker. This is what they've been kind of waiting on. I think this is why they've been, agonizingly patient with bringing him back off of some of these soft tissue injuries, is that you didn't want it to be kind of this nagging thing. Okay, we got him this week. He's out for 2. We get him for another week. I think they tried to wait to see if they could get as fully healthy Jalen Walker as they could get. And I think we saw what he can do from a power standpoint. You saw the speed, the power, the ability to run the stunts. I mean, we even saw him off in coverage. I thought they completed a couple passes on him, did a really good job of isolating what I thought was a wide receiver in the backfield. I mean, who ever heard of DeMario Douglas prior to today, yesterday? I never even heard of the guy out of Louisville, 5'8". Another one of those guys you can put in your pocket, Mike, but he's 5'8", 180, and they did a good job of getting him in the backfield and isolated him on Walker on that little wheel down when they scored their first touchdown. But Jalen dropped off in coverage, had the tight end blanketed. Now the guy caught it. I mean, yeah. give Henry some credit for catching the ball. I thought he played at really, really high level, and I thought his physicality changed the game, I thought, in the second half a little bit for New England. I didn't think they have an answer for Jalen Walker.
I want to talk a little bit about Brandon Dorlus, and you visited with him afterwards. I thought his answers were really good. It's one of the first times we've actually heard much from Brandon Dorlus, and he was, you know, talking about kind of making his imprint, and, you know, we haven't seen it. We didn't see any of him last year, and then he kind of burst on the scene. He's been winning his pass rush matchups at a really high clip. Just that conversation you had with him I thought was really cool, and he's playing at a really high level right now.
Yeah, I thought that there was a couple moments, Mike, I know you noticed them, where they bumped him out. You know, he'd been playing interior, if you will, 3 technique stuff, and I thought they popped him out over the tackle a couple of times. I mean, some of it had to do with, you know, we haven't been very good on the edge in some of that toss play. Namely, James Pierce has struggled with those crack blocks where they've been able to get to the perimeter. And they did that a couple times in the game, and all of a sudden Dorlus is playing outside a little bit. But I thought his versatility came to life. That's what you kind of drafted him for. That's what you showed at Oregon, his ability to play across the front and his quickness off of the ball. I think he's playing with a higher sense of confidence in what Jeff Ulbrich wants him to do, and I think it's turned him loose a little bit. I think we're going to continue to see a ceiling raise for Brandon Dorlus. I think he's going to continue to be a big-time player for us. He seemed extremely excited about what he was able to do yesterday. Obviously got the two sacks, but I think that it feeds into the rest of the guys. When Walker plays that way, Dorless plays that way, I think it feeds the rest of the players. I mentioned it's like a feeding frenzy for those guys there in the second half.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Arch, let's talk about Drake London. You know, the couple of those catches yesterday felt miraculous. The other ones felt like perfect ball placement and him being just the stud that he is. I don't even know where to begin, but what do you see from him as a receiver? I know yesterday when we were interviewing him, you wish I had, was able to throw the ball to you when I was playing.
Well, you talk about a security blanket, man, for a wide receiver, for a quarterback. You got a 6'4", 6'5", guy that can go up the ladder. Remember, a basketball background for him, so he understands screening guys out. He understands high-pointing the ball, and he did that a number of times yesterday. If you get the ball within his reach, I think it's like an 80% chance he's going to pull it in. And I'm talking about stuff just on a touchdown catch he makes late. The one-handed stab in the corner of the end zone was just a phenomenal play. Really cool design by Zach Robinson on the third down, or on the touchdown, the first touchdown Atlanta had, where they motioned him inside of Mooney, and then he stemmed his route to the inside and got isolated on their nickelback. Their nickel's 5'8", 180, one of those kind of guys. And so a perfect matchup. He was able to acquire that based on the movement that Zach put into that play to get him free. But just his ability to high point the ball, his confidence. We talked about this in the pregame, and I asked Mike about it. Who's the one guy that's as a dog on offense?
Dog.
And it's Drake London. He's the guy. And Drake even talked about it postgame. He says he needs to inject that more into the guys around him. He's taking that on himself. He's got to get more guys playing with that kind of confidence. And, hey, we're supposed to win. This is what's supposed to happen when you make good plays. And so hopefully that continues to grow. But, the conversation about him being a top 10 receiver, you got to start talking about him being one of the top 5 receivers in the National Football League.
Arch, before we let you go real quick, I just got to ask about the intentional grounding there at the end that really was just brutal for the Falcons in this comeback attempt and attempt to get into field goal range. Just one of those situations that stinks all the way around. As a quarterback, is that something you have in the back of your mind, or do you think that that's just a snap reaction for most guys and hopefully something Penix can learn from?
Yeah, it's both, Mike. It's one of those things you have in your hip pocket that you got to find a viable receiver, whether it's a tight end that's actually blocking. And let's face it, the play is it's a call that's dumb anyway because you got a tight end that's blocking. But if I throw his feet on the ground, that's not grounding. I mean, he's blocking somebody coming off the edge. He's clearly not trying to complete a pass to anybody. The guy's not going out for a route, yet I can throw it in the ground next to him because he's an eligible receiver. It's a stupid rule. But that's what you're trying to do from a quarterback standpoint is have in your head where your people are deployed and what they're doing. And so if you do get in trouble, it's a snap decision, like you just said. to throw the ball at somebody's feet. You see it all the time on a three-count screen. We saw it yesterday where Bijan get covered up by the linebacker, so you throw the ball at his feet because that was the play. It's kind of one of those dumb NFL rules that you get away with if there's a guy that, quote-unquote, at the start of the play was an eligible receiver. And so you've got to keep that in your mind as to where those guys are so you can kind of get it in the area. Now, I haven't gone back and seen it yet. You guys have obviously taken a look at it. I'm kind of reveling at the Walker play right at the end of the first half right now, so I'm still working my way into the second half on rewatching the tape. But I'll take a look at it, and hopefully you and I can have a discussion about it here down the road.
Well, Dave, I'm sure you haven't even unpacked from yesterday. It's a quick turnaround here. Are you getting set for Germany?
Callie, it's an immediate unpack for me. And
oh.
Bo will tell you, I've got a small bag. It doesn't take me very long. You know, Bo's got the pleather bag that he carries. I carry a nice compact bag.
Sorry, I don't have the hard plastic. So,
well, he has to be. It's a hard plastic, and part of that has to be because he has to sit on the bag to be able to see the screen in front of him on his chair. So.
Dave, we appreciate the time and the jokes and the shots, as always. Safe nice, travels to Germany. Take care of our squid, okay?
Yes, ma'am. I'll try to. He's going to be a favorite dining experience for somebody over there, probably. So we'll see.
What?
Squid. They eat squid.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.